Welcome back to the Oklahoma Today podcast, where we are bringing you all the best Oklahoma has to offer. I'm Greg Elwell, and here with me today are editors Nate Gunner.
Hey.
Carly Mubara.
Hello.
And Megan Rossman.
Hi.
And we are ready to talk about what's happening in the Sooner State. This week, we are gathered around the microphones during a very chilly week to talk about one of our favorite places, bookstores.
They're cool.
They're fun.
What I was just thinking of is they're usually not chilly, because is there anything like warmer than a bookstore? Oh. Like, especially one with a fireplace in it, like Full Circle. Oh my gosh.
No, I love Full Circle, because it feels like you're going into a fine gentleman's home or something, and like he has a great collection of books and a fire and like coffee and tea. Like, it's very
so you feel like Beauty and the Beast, basically about to be romanced by a handsome beast with lots of books.
Yes,
this discussion about bookstores has taken a turn very quickly out of the gate.
It's never happened when I've been there, but I do like to go in there, but I get very overwhelmed when I go into bookstores, because there are so many options. But I love the fireplaces and the couches, and how like it just, bookstores invite you to just kind of like hang out and peruse the books. And it's a much more personal experience than you get from, you know, like obviously shopping on Amazon.
Agree. I mean, I think there are so many amazing bookstores in this state. And Carly, you've got some info for us about one in particular that we're hoping our listeners will patronize, which we'll talk about in a second. But since we're on Full Circle, I have to say that place is, as many amazing bookstores as there are, that place is kind of the gold standard. Because, you know, there's the fireplaces and the cafe and the, you know, nowadays with COVID, I don't know how much you can actually hang out in bookstores the way we used to. But I will say, and this is, I've never made this confession publicly, but I used to work in 50 Penn Place at Harold's, for those of our listeners who remember the clothing store Harold's. That was my pre-career job. And I would take far too many breaks and go downstairs to Full Circle and just wander around, be somewhere that I actually enjoyed being for a minute. So this was back when I smoked, and I would forego nicotine all day because my true addiction is books.
It's one of the best browsing bookstores around. And you know, it's great if you know what you want when you're heading into a bookstore, but there's also something really lovely about going someplace and just, if it's well curated, they know what they've put out, and the people are knowledgeable, they've read the books and they want to talk to you about them. That's one of the best things about Full Circle. And that's one of those places that I feel like it's almost impossible to walk out of without discovering something new.
Yeah. Or destroying your credit rating, which I have done on several occasions.
As a little girl in a taco commercial once said, why not both?
You know what's great there about bookstores in general too is the staff. I have always found, with few exceptions, that the staff at bookstores, they're avid readers. They know where things are. They know, they're great with suggestions. So like, if you're like, I don't have a book right now, but I just finished reading this and I loved it, or this is my favorite book, they will load you up with suggestions. And it's awesome.
It's funny you say that, because I was just thinking about, there's a bookstore in Ponca City called Brace Books and More. And that was that I really was impressed about with Brace, is that you walk in and it's not like a huge bookstore. It's good size, but like the staff to customer ratio in there, at least the times that I've been, have been really high. So like literally every section I'll be like, oh, I wonder if this is good. And somebody random will just be like, oh yeah, I love that, blah, blah, blah. Cause they're like, you know, stalking or whatever. And they're all like super friendly. They're all readers. Every time I go in there, I have a really good experience because of the staff.
Agree. They're awesome. And they carry Oklahoma Today at Brace Books in Ponca City, Brace Books and More. So yay.
Yep.
We should also say too that none of our newsstand people know that we're doing this podcast, but we should all say that Oklahoma Today is carried at almost all independent bookstores, if not all of them, in Oklahoma. So,
and if it isn't, another good reason. Ask them why not.
Yeah. So Carly, there's a bookstore on the east side of Oklahoma City that has been kind of in the local news lately for some really cool reasons. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. So Nappy Roots is at it's located at 3705 Spring Lake Drive, and you know, because of obviously the pandemic, it's affected everybody, but bookstores in particular, you know, which depend for the most part on people, customers coming in live. Nappy Roots has been having a really hard time. And so they've been doing some fundraiser efforts, and luckily Big Sky Credit Union came in and helped them out.
True Sky.
And, but they also, you know, it's, they still need more help, and, as all bookstores do at the moment. And so on the 26th, at the end of this month, on Friday, they're going to do a fundraiser with a concert, a food sale, and a silent auction. So there's all kinds of ways that you can help. And even if you don't have any funds to put forth, they're also looking for a lot of volunteers to help with the event, because all of their food fundraiser is going to be to go. So they need people to help package things, and they just need all kinds of stuff. So even if you don't have money, you can still help them out. But I'm really excited about the concert, because it's all going to be on Facebook and Zoom. So you don't actually have to go anywhere and imperil yourself potentially. And JB is going to be there. Original Flow.
Our buddy JB.
Yeah, JB. Yay. Linko and Joshua Thomas Ensemble and more. So I guess they're going to have some special guest stars. And so that sounds like it's going to be really fun. And then, so you can watch your concert online, and you can also order some to-go food, and they're going to have Nigerian, Caribbean, and vegan soul food to go. So there's just like a ton of stuff. Yeah. It's going to be from about 6:30 to 10 on Friday, February 26th.
I've never had Nigerian food. That sounds exciting.
I don't know where that's from.
Guys, let's go. Let's take a field trip.
All right.
Go get some Nigerian food. This can be fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an awesome way to support a local business here in Oklahoma City, on the east side of Oklahoma City, that could really use the love right now.
It's not what's so important about Nappy Roots is it's not just a bookstore. They're also a place for kids to gather after school, get tutoring, get mentorship. Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's so cool is the True Sky gift, the one that I read about. They gave them $2,000 just for operating expenses to help them get through the pandemic, but they also gave them $500 to just give books away to kids, to local kids in the neighborhood. And so I didn't know that kids were coming there after school. That's really neat, Carly. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yay. Reading is fundamental.
As a child, that was, I mean, not that books aren't still very important to me, but as a kid, that was going to the bookstore was one of my favorite things. I mean, it was in Edmond, where I grew up, there's a little bookstore there. They mostly do online stuff now, but when I was growing up, the Archives was where I got all my comic books, as well as it was a great used bookstore. It's one of my favorite things to be able to go in. I probably bought at least 3/4 of the Kurt Vonnegut oeuvre used from there. And my dad is obsessed with the writings of Edgar Rice Burroughs and Agatha Christie, and he occasionally Louis L'Amour, but he would basically read his Agatha Christie books and take them in and trade them for another pile of Agatha Christie books, because she was so prolific that literally you'll never read everything she wrote. You know, those places, they make such a huge difference for kids like me, at least, and I'm sure a little bit like you guys, where that's just such a great retreat, and so nice to be someplace where there are other people who appreciate books and reading as much as you do.
Agree. Megan, what have been some of your favorite? Because you're an extremely avid reader. You're a member of 2 book groups.
I am.
So, what have been some of the places that have been touchstones for you?
Bookstores?
Yeah.
I guess staying on theme with the podcast. That's probably what you're talking about. Well, there is a place, I always think of this place I went to, it's been a few years since I was there, but there was a bookstore in Cushing that I happened to stop at once that I really liked, and it was like a used bookstore, and it was like two stories, and they had all sorts of, it was kind of like bookstore slash thrift store, because they had, I mean, it was mostly books, but then upstairs they had like some other things, and it was called Gray's Bookery. It is still there, and I would like to go back there sometime, but there was a very friendly owner, and she talked to me about all sorts of things, and I remember I can't remember what books I bought there, but I do remember that I bought a scarf.
You gotta have the gifts too to go along with the books. There's one, this is like the most embarrassing story, but hey, listeners, whatever. There's a bookstore in Weatherford called Hooked on Books that's sort of new used, right? Like they have a lot of new stuff, they have some used stuff, and they have books for everybody, but their real audience is children. And when I was a kid, I would always, I was obsessed with Calvin and Hobbes, I kind of still am, and I would save up my allowance and go buy, and I would call them whenever there was a new Calvin and Hobbes book that was going to come out, and I would ask them to place it on hold for me, and they always would, and I would take my like lawn mowing money or whatever in there, and I would buy the new Calvin and Hobbes book, or like sometimes I'd buy like a Hardy Boys, or just bought tons of books there. And I now, anytime I'm going through Weatherford for work, which isn't often enough, I try to stop there. Like if one of my niece or nephew, I always get them books for their birthdays and Christmas, and so I always try to get them there. I was out there once with our colleague Danica Allen, who was on our tourism department ad sales team, and it was almost my niece's birthday. It was August, and we stopped in there, and the same lady has been running it forever, and she's amazing. And I stopped in there, and I was like putting my books up, you know, for her to ring them up or whatever. And I was like, I just have to tell you that I've been coming to this bookstore since I was a kid, and I just love you. Like, and I told her the whole story about saving up my money, and I just out of nowhere started to weep because of how much I love this bookstore. And I was like, and I used to come here.
She was probably pretty unprepared for that.
Blubbering at this lady about like my deep love for her bookstore, and she's like, uh-huh, that'll be $74.31. Like, I assume she gets this every day. So it's called Hooked on Books, and it's on Main Street in Weatherford. And I will say, since we were talking about Full Circle, also for children's books, they have an amazing Full Circle in Oklahoma City has an amazing children's area. And like it's the kind of place you could take a kid and they could just be happy for like 3 hours.
Let's not forget the ladders that they have in there.
Like, love those ladders. Yeah. And fireplaces and
feeling.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's also a place in Claremore that I just remembered that I went to for Street View. And it is Boarding House Books. And it's just like an old house that's like filled with books. And there's like bathtubs on like random floors and stuff. You remember that place, Megan? That place was really cool.
And do they have like books lining the staircases?
There's just books everywhere, just everywhere in that place. It's
not- I love this. One place I love this. I
just wanted to go but haven't is Peace of Mind Books in Tulsa. It's like a metaphysical, like new age kind of
book. Oh, wow.
It's on Cherry Street. And
yeah. We love anytime we can go hang out on Cherry Street in Tulsa. There's some cool stuff over there. Well, and there's two sort of newer bookstores in the state that I'm thinking of. One in Tulsa, Megan, you made me think of it as Magic City Books.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is an outgrowth from our friends at Booksmart Tulsa.
Thank you.
Booksmart Tulsa. Jeff Martin, who's also at the Philbrook Museum, runs that. And they've done amazing things in the Tulsa Arts District. And we got to go up in 2019, all of us, and look at that. And that was really cool. And then Commonplace Books here in Oklahoma City, over in Midtown, right by the lovely Steve Walker's office, is a very, very cool place to hang out and
get your read on. There's one in downtown Edmond now, too.
Oh, really?
Commonplace, yeah. For Christmas, I stopped in. That's where I got my son a book. That was one of my favorite stops Christmas shopping this year was Commonplace. And again, you know, we talked about how impressive the staff is at a lot of bookstores. And that, for me, makes so much of the difference because I may have an idea. I know what my kid has read, but I am not so plugged into the world of children's lit that I can immediately go, oh, well, if I like this, I should, you know, going through there, I had so much help finding stuff that was age appropriate, that really worked with my son's interests. And that's super important for a guy who is just desperate to make his kids into the same sort of nerdy reader that he was. Yeah, I really love that area and all the little pamphlets and stuff that they have in there as well. It's great when you see a bookstore kind of taking a step beyond just the same books everybody else has.
Yeah, agree for sure. And speaking of Edmund, obviously Best of Books. In Edmund is another.
My favorite in Edmund used to be this place. It's sadly it's shut down now, but the name was so amazing. The guy's name was Reed Moore. R-E-E-D-M-O-O-R-E. His name was Reed Moore, and he opened a bookstore called Reed Moore Books. Oh. I was like.
That's the ultimate dad joke.
It's, yes, which is why I loved it even before I was a dad. yeah, you know, I used to visit Shawnee a lot when a lady I was dating lived out there, and I would go to Bibliotech books in Shawnee a lot, and it was so it's for me, I love those wandering into a bookstore in a new town, and just say, because it's a whole new personality, and I really feel like you can tell a lot about a city by going to their bookstores and kind of seeing what they love and what is selling there.
Totally. I don't know. It just seems like there's just always something so cool to find. I just walk into bookstores and I want everything.
Yes.
They're so full of potential. There's just so many books to read, so many letters to write, notebooks to fill. I mean, it's just like stores full of potential.
Coffees.
I love that.
Oh, so many. Stationery and all the little cards and the journals. Like anytime I go into a bookstore, I always want to buy like the journals, even though I don't write in journals very often. But
there's something really like decadent about opening up a brand new journal and writing on that first page where you're just like, you know, I am ruining this book for everyone else.
The only time I feel like the only time I ever write in journals is like when I'm really mad about something. So like if you look at any journal, there will be like, you know, 5 entries in it just like full of rage. And it's like if someone were to like find my belongings after I'd passed on or something, they'd just be like, wow, she was very angry. But
well, who writes when they're happy?
Well,
who sits down and they're like, I'm true. So happy, I've got to put this on paper.
Do you know what though, we need to start doing that. Like we need whatever the opposite of complaining is. Well, I guess it would just be bragging.
Like gratitude journals. Like I know a lot of people that have gratitude journals, and that, well, I don't know a lot, but I know a few, and that's something that I'm like, I should see. That's what I should be trying to do that. Like gratitude. There's a lot to be grateful for, but I'm much better.
I am thankful for this journal.
Hey, speaking of which, since we're on bookstores, and everyone here is an avid reader, I'm curious to know, because we haven't talked about it lately as a group, and we might as well loop listeners in. What have you guys been reading that's been good? What have you gotten at a bookstore that has been enjoyable?
I just read The Good Earth for the first time by Pearl S. Buck, and I thought that was a really good book. It was very depressing, but I enjoyed it. And before that, I read Interior Chinatown, which just, I believe, just won the National Book Award at the end of last year.
I think that's right. Interesting.
I just started Lafayette in the Somewhat United States of America, and that is really good so far. I think I read like half of it in one day. Sarah Vowell was so funny.
Oh, she's great.
I'm about to read Kindred by Octavia Butler, so that should be interesting.
She's next on my list too, Megan. I'll start that. Yeah. Because I've got like 3 Octavia Butler books that I want to read and haven't yet. Great African-American science fiction writer.
Yeah.
Who's awesome. I actually, one of my good friends just came out with my best friend from college, Tisharison Warren, just came out with a book last week called Prayer in the Night. And I started reading it, and she and her husband are both Anglican priests and they're evangelicals. And so her book was kind of evangelical. It's not really a world that I exist in a lot. But it was actually quite beautiful, and I got to chapter 5, but I want to start reading Octavia Butler. So Megan, I'm going to jump on that with you.
Books are so much more impressive than mine. I've been reading Ramen Otaku, which is a book about ramen. And because I'm obsessed, I love noodles and broth.
You left 2 packages of noodles on my desk this morning, actually.
That's right. There's this lady, I think she's from North Carolina, and she started a ramen restaurant. So it's part cookbook and part memoir, and it really kind of digs down into the explanations about what makes certain ramens the way that they are and how different. I think we think usually of ramen noodles as sort of a monolithic thing, but there's so many different varieties and the ways that they treat them. And then other than that, I have been reading this Japanese romance comic book called Horimiya, Horimiya, I think. And it's just a really cute story about two people whose inner lives are not what they look like to everyone else and how they kind of find each other. So anyway, that's been my stuff awesome. Lately.
We have such a diversity of tastes and interests on our staff. I love it because we all enrich each other in that way. So.
Well, I think it's about time we hop in on some events. What do you guys think?
Agree.
All right.
Crack those knuckles and start doing your finger stretches now, because on February 11th and 12th, you're going to be waving those jazz hands like you've never waved them before. The 51st annual SWASU Jazz Festival is going virtual this year, and anyone can tune in to check out instrumental workshops and classes, along with evening performances from bands like the Stockton Helbing Trio and other Hep Cats who speak the jive. For more information, call 580-774-3708 or visit swasujazz.weebly.com. That's swasujazz.weebly.com.
Nice.
Yay, Megan!
I didn't have to...
One take Rossman, that's what they call her.
That's one take Rossman. All right, there are lots of ways to explore Muskogee. You could wear a pith helmet. You could run up to everyone you see, men, women, and children, and accuse them of being Merle Haggard in disguise. Or if you aren't psychotic, maybe head downtown with Janita Mullins for the Bass Reeves Beat walking tour on February 13th. Reeves was first African-American marshals, and you can see where he lived and worked during his final years in law enforcement for just $10. The tour covers about 12 blocks with frequent stops and lasts about an hour. Reservations are required, so visit okieheritage.com to save your spot.
You remember the song Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen?
Love that song.
It's a great song,
yeah.
But not a way that I would ever describe myself. However, if you're one of those kooky folks who love hurling your body over long distances, the Outlaw 100 was made for you. This February 13th event allows runners to traverse one of 7 races from a 5K up to 135 miles while following in the footsteps of Wild West legends like Jesse James and Bellstar. And even if you don't win your race, at least you get to spend some time in the beautiful Robbers Cave State Park. To register for the races, visit trailultras.com.
That sounds like a really good way to get out of having to do Valentine's Day, too. I got to run 135 miles that day before. There's no way.
Love the idea that you get to follow in the footsteps of famed marathon runner Belle Starr.
And she has those things in her petticoats. So that was a real achievement back then.
It was.
Has anyone ever seen the movie Rad?
Nah.
No.
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 Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Okay, well, anyway, Rad was a 1980s movie directed by Hal Needham and starring Lori Loughlin, you know, from that show Big House.
You mean Full House?
Also that show. She's also on that show. And the movie centered around a young BMX racer who has to decide whether or not to try to qualify for a BMX race or take the SAT. And I won't spoil it for you, but let's just say he makes exactly the decision anyone would in real life, and it goes exactly how you would have expected to. No magical thinking required whatsoever. Wink. Anyway, if like other children of the 80s, you thought Rad was rad, and if like all other children of the 80s, you dreamed of success on the dirt bike track and telling standardized tests to kiss your tires, you need to get yourself to Tulsa Expo Square, February 12th through 14th for the BMX Sooner Nationals. This free event is open to all ages and will feature the best dirt bike racers in the country, jumping, speeding, flying, and flipping for 3 days in a display of skill, adrenaline, and the power of radness. In a side note, for those of you who don't know, USA BMX is relocating its headquarters to Tulsa this fall. And in our next issue of the magazine, we'll have a Q&A with USA BMX Chairman and President Shane Fernandez, who's just about the coolest guy ever. And he'll also be on a future episode of our podcast. So go watch Rad. It's a real movie that does exist, starring in a supporting role, Oklahoma's own Bart Connor, if you need another reason, and get up to Tulsa Expo Square. Visit exposquare.com or call 918-744-1113 for more info.
All right. Well, thank you all once again for downloading our podcast. We love you. You should tell your friends about us, the podcast, or just us as people. Which one is your favorite? I hope it's me. If you have any questions for us, you can send those to oktpod@travelok.com. It would be nice to hear from you. It's been a long time. Feel free to subscribe to our magazine at subscribe.oklahomatoday.com, and we will talk to you again next week.